You are listening to ebuzz.com. Muhammad Rasulullah alayhi salatullah.
Inna alhamdulillah. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين يجتنبون كبائر الإثم والفواحش وإذا ما غضبوا هم يغفرون والذين استجابوا لربهم وأقاموا الصلاة وأمرهم شورى بينهم ومما رزقناهم ينفقون وقال تعالى فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك فاعف عنهم واستغفر لهم وشاورهم في الأمر فإذا عزمت فتوكل على الله إن الله يحب المتوكلين وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم ما خاب من استقار ولا ندم من استشار ولا عال من اقتصد أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله المولان العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders, it is the desire of every human without any exception to safeguard himself or herself against three unwanted situations, namely failure, regret and poverty. That is indeed the desire of every human and the human race in its entirety, and this has remained the constant effort of man through the periods and through the ages. However, man has differed from time to time in providing the solution to avoid this. This has been the desire of every person in every time. Yesterday I met one person, I greeted him nicely. How are you, my friend? He said, no, things are bad, man. I say, why my friend things are bad? He say, you know, if you're a poor man, it's hard to love. So it's the desire of every man that I be protected, safeguarded against poverty, penury, I be safeguarded against failure and defeat, and I don't want to regret the move I make. The choice I make in my life must be the best choice in the interest of myself, my family, my business, and in every aspect. This is the desire of every human in every time. But as I mentioned, man has differed. Some are raising the slogans that we will give you the answer on the ground that we have the strength. Others claim that they have the answer on the ground we have the experience. Others are claiming on the ground that we have the knowledge. The hadith that I have quoted you, before you, on the strength of the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salam highlights to us that whoever will inculcate three qualities in his life, Allah will protect him against these three situations. Not a 50-50 chance or 75-25, 100% divine chance or 100% definitely Allah will protect him against failure, Allah will protect him against regret, and Allah will protect him against poverty. This is the prescription divinely in the hadith that I have quoted before you. The hadith is very short, very concise, but as I mentioned, three pertinent points that can serve as guidance for humanity. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَا خَابَ مَنِ اسْتَقَارَ وَلَا نَدِمَ مَنِ اسْتَشَارَ وَلَا عَالَ مَنِ اقْتَصَدْ. The one that will consult Allah in his matters will never see failure in his decisions. The one that will consult Allah in his matters, today we are living in a world where daily we have been bombarded with various advertisements. Avoid the flu, speak to your doctor. For legal advice, speak to your lawyer. You want your money to grow, don't delay, phone your bank manager today. And he will provide you with guidance, with suggestions, with answers, with different options. We are speaking to different people and we are consulting with different people. The hadith that I've spoken about, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, makes us understand how accessible Allah himself is for his creation. Some people came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَقْرِيبٌ رَبُّنَا فَنُنَاجِيهِ أَمْ بَعِيدٌ فَنُنَاجِيهِ. Tell us, is our Allah close that we have to whisper to him? Or is he far that we have to scream for him to hear? So the verse was revealed, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when my bondsmen inquire from you about me, then tell them I am closer to them than the jugular vein. What is istikhara? Istikhara is where you don't have to go through procedures. It's an open line 24 hours, where daily in every matter of your life you can directly consult your Allah. On the authority of Jabir radiallahu anhu in the riwayat of Bukhari, Jabir radiallahu anhu says, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يعلمنا الاستخارة في الأمور كلها كالسورة من القرآن. Nabi alayhi salam had educated us and taught us that in every aspect of our life to make a choice. Every day of our life a person has to make a choice. We talk of, for a student that is studying, he has to make a choice in his career. Tomorrow a person has problems, he wants to migrate, he wants to go overseas. A person wants to venture in some business dealing. These are things which is the order of the day. Every day we have to make decisions. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu says that Nabi alayhi sallam stressed upon us that whatever we do, we must first consult Allah in a prescribed way. He stressed it upon us so much like how he stressed upon us the learning of Quran. What is istikhara? What is consulting Allah? What is the manner? How accessible Allah is? As I mentioned, the line is open 24 hours. Anytime you need to consult and you need to know what is the right decision, consult Allah. Very briefly, we will just highlight the procedure. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whenever you have anything to decide, of course, in non-obligatory matters or matters that are forbidden, because in those two issues, Allah has already made known His opinion. When it's compulsory, we know it is compulsory. When it is forbidden, we know it's unlawful. But in lawful matters, a person wants to undertake a journey, a person wants to get married, so many other aspects of life, a person wants to venture in a business. Whatever it is, this is your opportunity. Now you want to do it, but you fear in that I mustn't be making the wrong choice. I mustn't be burning my capital. I mustn't destroy my position. I mustn't destroy my other benefits of the job that I have. All these worries that are lingering on the mind. The answer is very clean, very simple, very basic. Istikhara is your choice. What is istikhara? Just ponder over the words of istikhara. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, perform two rakat namaz. And after two rakat namaz, if we know the dua of Bahad, well and good, otherwise just take a kitab and read this dua. Just listen to the meaning of this dua and you will realize how encompassing and how voluminous this dua is. That whatever you needed to ask Allah about this boy that has come to propose to your daughter, or vice versa, anything and everything that you need to know, is it right for me or is it not right for me, has been asked for you in this dua. All you need to do is read the dua. Allahumma inni astaghfiruka bi'ilmik, wa astaghfiruka biqudratik, wa as'aluka min fadlika al-azim. O my Allah, I consult you in this matter with your knowledge and with your power. For verily I acknowledge power you have, I don't have. Knowledge you have, I don't have. Oh Allah, I am only looking at the external condition of this person. I cannot see the heart of this man or this girl, never mind the future. And I need something that is going to be ultimately good in my choice and in my family. Not something that is apparently good. I need something that the benefit of that is to last. So I consult you by your knowledge and your power. فَإِنَّكَ تَعْلَمُ وَلَا أَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ. Then look at the word. اللَّهُمَّ إِن كُنْتَ تَعْلَمُ أَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرَ خَيْرٌ لِي فِي دِينِي وَمَعَاشِي وَعَاتِبَةِ أَمْرِي. Oh Allah, if in your divine knowledge you know, this girl is the right woman for me. If in your divine knowledge you know, this choice of business is the right choice for me. If in your divine knowledge you know for me to migrate and go overseas is the right choice for me. Number one, primarily for the benefit of my deen. Will this proposal, accepting of this proposal, be a benefit to my deen? Would me going into this business in partnership, will it benefit number one my deen? فَإِنْ كُنْتَ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرَ خَيْرٌ لِي فِي دِينِي وَمَعَاشِي. And at the same time, oh Allah, if this girl would be the right partner for me, for my stay in this world, وَعَاسِبَتِي أَمْرِي, and ultimately I will see good out of this companionship. Ultimately I will see good out of this relation. Firstly, Allah, three things. the thing that I intend to venture in, it must be good for my deen, it must be good for my stay in this world, and ultimately it must bring me benefits in akhirah. فَقْدُرْهُ لِي. Now I ask you, O my Allah, if you feel it is correct and you deem it appropriate, then my humble suggestion, and I plead to you, O Allah, make it materialize for me. فَقْدُرْهُ لِي. That's not all. وَيَسِّرْهُ لِي. Then the procedures and the formalities that are to follow. Boy and girl got sick. It's not over. Now there are procedures also. O Allah, let it materialize. Then make the subsequent stages easy. That's not all. They got married. What's the next door? Mawlana, make dua. They got married. Allah must give them barakah. That dua has been asked already when consulting Allah in this world. O Allah, let it materialize. Ponder over the selection of words. Really, I can't do justice to the Arabic. I'm just trying to translate. If you have to understand this in Arabic, your heart won't comprehend in such a concise manner how Nabi alayhi salam has asked. O Allah, let it materialize for me. And then let the subsequent stages follow with great ease. And then, O Allah, give me barakah in it. فَقْدُرْهُ لِي وَيَسِّرْهُ لِي ثُمَّ بَارِكْ لِي فِي. Then day onwards, O Allah, وَإِنْ كُنْتَ تَعْلَمْ. And if in your divine knowledge you know, أَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرَ شَرٌ لِي. That this business, this woman, this travel, this partner, whatever it is, in every matter let us learn to consult Allah. The time has come that we understand, leave consulting the creation. Brothers, they deserted us enough. They gave us false information. They say by an accountant, without offending or insulting, they say an accountant is that person who we employ to tell us we haven't made the money we thought we made. That is why we employ him to tell us we haven't made, how much you think you've made, you haven't made that. Let us consult Allah in our matters and we will see directly the benefit that Allah will give us. O Allah, if you feel this is not the right choice for me, O Allah. وَإِنْ كُنْتَ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرَ شَرٌ لِي. Number one, it's going to be harmful to my deen. It's going to be harmful to my dunya. And ultimately, this relation, this business is not going to bring good to me. Now look at the words of Nabi alayhi salam. فَصْرِفْهُ عَنِّي وَصْرِفْنِي عَنْهُ. Allahu Akbar. Oh Allah, then divert this girl from me and divert my thoughts from her. Look at the words of Nabi alayhi salam. Oh Allah, divert this dealing from this business from me and divert my heart from it. Give me that inner satisfaction that there wasn't good for me in it. It must not happen that it did not materialize, but my heart still went with that deal, with that business, with that woman. When I took another woman in my life, my heart is still traveling with another girl. Oh Allah, divert that deal, that woman from me and divert my mind from it. But that's not all, oh Allah. You have told me to consult you, I have consulted you. On your divine knowledge, you told me this is not the right girl. So I left that girl, but I'm still left unmarried, oh Allah. This is the words of the hadith. وَإِنْ كُنْتَ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرَ شَرٌ لِي فِي دِينِي وَمَعَاشِي وَعَاقِبَةِ أَمْرِي فَاسْرِفْهُ عَنِّي وَاسْرِفْنِي عَنْهُ وَاقْدُرْ لِيَ الْخَيْرِ حَيْثُ كَانْ. Oh Allah, I wanted to start this business. I need money. I consulted you. You, in a dream, in a vision, told me it's not the right choice. I left it. But oh Allah, I still need money. I need to live. So now, oh Allah, direct me to that place which in your divine knowledge is the best choice for me. This is the words of the hadith. What more can you ask Allah in the matter you consult in other than what has been put in this hadith? Oh Allah, now take me and direct me to that place wherever my taqdeer is written. Steer me towards that place and then make the subsequent stages easy and give me barakah in it. So in essence, what have we been taught and highlighted in every matter of our life? Let us learn to consult Allah. What will be the benefit of that? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, after performing istikhara namaz and then taking the answer coming from Allah, whatever step forward you will take, you will never see failure in that step that you have taken. May Allah give us the tawfiq. The second aspect, protection against regret. You know, a person says, I wasted my money, I burnt my fingers, I got involved. Daily we are regretting. What is the way out of regret? وَلَا نَدِمَ مَنِ اسْتَشَارَ. He who will consult and will make mashwara with those around him, with the learned scholars, Nabi alayhi salam says, Allah will divinely protect him against regret. In Ruh al-Ma'ani it is written, on the authority of Khatib Baghdadi, that once Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu told Nabi alayhi salam, O Nabi of Allah, now that you are amongst us, whenever we have anything, we come directly to you. We put our problem, our circumstances before you. You advise us and accordingly we practice. What will happen after your absence when similar situations of this nature will arise and you will not be present? What is the step forward and what is the substitute to the ummah? Who do we turn to for guidance, for some input in our matters? Nabi alayhi salam told Ali. Now Ali radiallahu anhu was no ordinary man. For us to claim that I am sufficiently intellectual, I am competent, I am skillful, I have the know-how. Ali radiallahu anhu is that person who Nabi alayhi salam said, أَنَا مَدِينَةُ الْعِلْمِ وَبَابُهَا Ali. I am the city of knowledge, and the door that leads to the city is Ali. Nabi alayhi salam told Ali, oh Ali, don't ever make a decision yourself in anything. Gather the ulama of my ummah. Gather the learned scholars of my ummah. Put your problem before the scholars, and Allah would pull barakah on the tongue of the scholars in guiding you in the matters of your life. Every day we need to make decisions. Let us sit down with the pious and ask them. It is our duty. The hadith Nabi alayhi salam says, Ad-deenu an-nasiha. One Sahabi asked Nabi alayhi salam, O Nabi of Allah, what is deen? Someone asked you, what is Islam? In a nutshell, what is Islam? Nabi alayhi salam says, an-nasiha. Islam means desiring good. What does Islam mean? Desiring good. The next question was, liman? O Nabi of Allah, desiring good for who? Nabi alayhi salam says, lillahi, wa li rasulihi, wa li kitabihi, wa li a'immati al-muslimin wa ammatihim. To desire good for Allah, to desire good for His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to desire good for the Book of Allah, to desire good for the leaders of the Muslim Ummah, and to desire good for the general masses of the Ummah. Now each part and each aspect of the hadith has been detailed explained what is meant by desiring good for Allah. The point relevant to our discussion is the last portion of the hadith, desiring good for the general masses of the Ummah. The ulama say, it is the duty of every Muslim that when your brother comes and confides in you, and he asks you for mashwara, and brothers, this is a wrong notion that who can I consult with? My children, how much do they know about what I want to ask them? My wife, she hasn't even seen my business. Where she's going to give me input? Allah commanded Nabi alayhi salam to consult. There could be nobody superior to Nabi alayhi salam. So whoever he consulted was lower than him. Whoever he, in fact, look at the Quran explains it, that O Nabi of Allah, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ فَاعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ Your Sahaba are bound to make mistakes. Pardon them, overlook their wrong, forgive them, and consult them in your matters. So those that will be making mistakes, the barakah of mashwara, it comes in the Quran, that many a times calamities are diverted. Now when we say mashwara, I don't have time to elaborate, we are not talking of holding meetings and conferences. Mashwara has certain etiquette. A father has gathered his children in the house, there's something to be decided in the house. Perhaps someone is ill, terminally ill. Now, should we hospitalize this person or not? The symptoms of death are apparent. The chances are, if this person will be hospitalized, he or she will be dying in the lap of a kafir in a place of kufr. It's evident with competent physicians that have suggested that there's no much chance of life. What should we do in this matter? Should we take the case forward, hospitalize him or her, or keep her in the comfort of our house, recite Durood Sharif, recite Yasin? Daily the ummah is confronted with situation. Revive this aspect of mashwara. You will see barakah, you will see understanding, the clash of emotions, the conflict of interest that is taking place in our homes will gradually fade away through the barakah of mashwara. So whoever it is, let us sit down and consult. Nabi alayhi salam says, it is the demand and the moral obligation of every believer to his brother that when he comes and asks you for some input, some advice in his letters, then on the strength of the knowledge that Allah has given you, you have to advise him best according to what Allah has given you the understanding. So those that will make mashwara, they will be safeguarded against regret in the matters. The first one that consulted Allah, he will never see failure. The one who sat down with his family members, discussed in a correct way, the step taken forward, inshallah, he will never regret. The last thing, and we end with this, وَلَا عَالَ مَنِ اتَّسَرْ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, he who will adopt moderation in his life will never see poverty. He who will adopt, look at the concise words of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Brothers, we are an ummah who have been taught and tutored and guided that even if we make wudu at the ocean, where there is ample provisions of water, even there we will not waste water. If Allah has given us wealth which is correct in its place, does it mean we must be lavish? Is that the way we express our gratitude towards Allah Ta'ala? Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, "Min fitni rajul." Wallah, we have seen people who own kingdoms and empires and who were lavish and extravagant in their wealth. Their children and their descendants became recipients of zakat. That was the outcome of being such so lavish and extravagant in their wealth. Nabi alayhi salam says, "Min fitni rajul," a sufficient proof of the intelligence of a man in the eyes of Allah is if he adopts moderation in his expenditure. Such a man, Allah will save him from poverty. Brothers, one is to say, let's curb it, let's control it, let's monitor our expenses. But perhaps today at this juncture I terminate with one request. And I'm not saying curb or put an end to the expenses. I'm starting by saying let's put an end to that wealth which is being channeled in Allah's disobedience. When we are crying, one side our children in Palestine are washing their hands with their blood. You and I still cannot stop having mendi knives and wasting thousands of rands in decorating our hands with some other type of mendi. For decades this earth is drinking the blood of our masoom children. And us here, our weddings continue in the same way. If we have to only analyze and gather the amount of wealth that is being lavishly spent by our youth on one Saturday night, wallahi, there's the strength of equipping hundreds if not thousands of mujahid who can earn the pleasure of Allah. So let us see how we can, the first that will take this initiative will see the barakah. Let us bring simplicity into our life. We are not saying avoid the luxuries. As I said, my request at this juncture is, let us stop using, let us accommodate the desires of our children within the parameters of Sharia. Oh my son, Allah has given me wealth, but now your request is asking me to disobey my Allah. You are asking me to bring something in the house which you want, on the grounds of which you claim, then only I will be sincere in my love. I have a choice, either I remain your beloved or the beloved of my Allah. My son, I cannot go, and wallah, I have seen such parents, may Allah give them barakah, who told their children that up to this extent I can compromise with you. You want to do this, I will agree. But now you are coming on to such a delicate nerve that you want me to compromise on the deen of Allah to maintain relation with you. Oh my son, it's better that I express dislike on the name of Allah than bowing down to such a request. Because the outcome of that is so nasty that apart from the ill consequences that is to prevail in akhirat, that very child will grow up to rebel against that father. So in conclusion, the hadith of Nabi alayhi salam, protection against three unwanted situations. Let us learn to consult Allah in our matters. Brothers, the Quran is there. Everything has been provided. We are actually underestimating what Allah has given there when we are substituting the input of the Quran by the suggestions of kuffar. We are asking kuffar for advice to solve our problems which the Quran has given to us. We are indirectly undermining Allah's input in our lives, and we are turning to such people whom wallah have absolutely no guidance in their own lives, never mind to impart it on to others. It is time we access ourselves to the advisors of the Quran. It is time we consult in our matters, and let us bring moderation. If every person in every aspect and facet of his life can bring moderation into his life, that extra rand, wallah, can earn much more benefit for the mujahideen who are thriving in other parts of the world. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability to inculcate these three personal advisors of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam into our lives. And may He make us among those fortunate people who see bliss and happiness and prosperity. And may He divinely protect us against failure, regret and poverty. Wa atul ta'wana, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen.